This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. A devastating flash flood in Uttarakhand, triggered by a cloudburst in the upper catchment area of the Khirganga River, caused large-scale destruction in Dharali village in Uttarkashi district yesterday. Following the cloudburst, the Khirganga River swelled suddenly, resulting in widespread damage. According to the District Emergency Operations Centre, heavy debris in the Dharali market area has severely damaged buildings, hotels and shops. District Magistrate Prashant Arya said, based on preliminary reports, at least four people have lost their lives and several people are reported missing. Relief and rescue operations are being carried out on war footing with the help of the Army, SDRF, NDRF, District Administration and other concerned teams. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed condolences to the families affected in the tragic cloudburst incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Uttarakhand Chief Minister on the incident and took stock of the situation. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami stated that teams from the district administration, Indian Army, SDRF and NDRF are engaged in relief and rescue work in the affected areas. In Himachal Pradesh, heavy rainfall has disrupted normal life in several parts of the state. Rain-related incidents have so far claimed 194 lives, while 36 people are still reported missing. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh during next 2 days. Similar weather conditions have been forecast for Tamil Nadu and Kerala during next 4 days, with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Kerala till today. The Parliament has given its nod to the statutory resolution regarding the extension of President's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months with effect from the 13th of this month. The Rajya Sabha yesterday adopted the statutory resolution with voice vote. The Lok Sabha had already given its approval to the statutory resolution regarding the extension of President's rule in Manipur last week. India and the Philippines have agreed to elevate bilateral cooperation to the level of strategic partnership. The decision was taken during bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Philippine President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. in New Delhi yesterday. In joint press statement after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said India and the Philippines adopted the 5-year plan of action for the period of 2025 to 2029 to guide cooperation under the elevated strategic partnership during the bilateral talks.
आज मैंने और राष्ट्रपति जी ने आपसी सहयोग क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय परिस्थितियों पर विस्तार से बातचीत की. ये प्रसन्नता का विषय है कि आज हमने अपने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का निर्णय लिया है. इस पार्टनरशिप के पोटेंशियल को परिणामों में परिवर्तित करने के लिए एक व्यापक एक्शन प्लान भी बनाया गया है.
Mr. Modi asserted that the two countries remain committed to peace, security, prosperity and a rules-based order in the Indo-Pacific region. Speaking on the occasion, Philippines President said that both India and Philippines have agreed to level up collaborations in defense and security. Russia has rejected recent U.S. remarks against India over its oil imports, asserting that sovereign nations have a right to choose their trading partners independently. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov, addressing a press briefing in Moscow yesterday, slammed the United States for pressuring India, calling such actions illegitimate. The remarks follow U.S. President Donald Trump's warning to raise tariffs on India for purchasing and reselling Russian oil. In boxing, Indian boxers continued their march towards a significant medal count at the Under-19 and Under-22 Asian Boxing Championships 2025 in the Thai capital yesterday, with 7 women boxers in the Under-19 category assuring themselves of a podium finish. Yakshika, 51 kg, Nisha, 54 kg, Muskan, 57 kg, and Vinny, 60 kg, reached the semi-finals of their respective weight categories in the morning session and were joined in the last 4 stage by Nisha, Akansha Palaswal, and Aarti Kumari in the evening session. And that is the end of this news bulletin.